Today, being Pesach Sheni, it's perhaps appropriate to talk about some of the chidushim and of the parasha of Pesach Sheni. Indeed, Pesach Sheni is a very, as we will see, has some sort of unique features which are quite interesting. It also happens to be the yahrzeit of my father's, of the Ilinishmas. First of all, the parasha Pesach Sheni occurs in Parshas Baal Luscho, and of course Chazal point out, Rashi in particular, the parasha is out of order. It should have begun, the parasha Bamidbob is the which is the second month of this, and this is the second month of the year, should have taken place, should have been placed after Parshas Baal Luscho, and Rashi already points this out. And then the answer given by Chazal is because we don't want to start with the Genus of Klal Yisrael, because after all they didn't offer up any Korban Pesach throughout the whole period of the Midbar, and that's what Chazal said. That's why in fact the Pesach Sheni, we don't begin the Seder Bamidbar with the Parsha of Pesach Sheni. The question arises that if the reason why Klal Yisrael didn't offer up Korbanos was because they were not mauled. The question is whether they offered up other korbanos throughout the period of the 40 years in the Midbar. Why was the genus dafka with regard to the Korban Pesach? I think also in the, so if you look carefully in the parsha, it always refers to the korban as being Pesach, and then in the middle of the parasha, all of a sudden, it talks about Pesach Lashem, Korban Lashem. Several times, it refers to Korban Lashem, also Pesach Lashem, Ki Korban Hashem, also Pesach Lashem. In the first half of the parasha, it's just referred to Vayasa Vnei Yisroel Sa Pesach, Vaydabi Moshe Vnei Yisroel Lasa Sa Pesach, Vayasa Sa Pesach. Why suddenly the switch? The switch takes a place when the Anoshim Tasha Tamei and the Nefesh come forward and say Loma Nigora, and all of a sudden it says Loma Nigora, why should we be worse off not being able to offer the Korban Pesach? And then it switches over Levilti Hakiv Korban Hashem, all of a sudden it's called the Korban Hashem. Oh, wasn't the Korban Hashem? Another question. Again, there's some unique feature about Korban Pesach. We don't find with many mitzvahs that there's a Tashlumin, you have a second chance. There are many mitzvahs which are Zecha, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, but we don't find that if you don't do it the first time, you have a second chance to do it again. And even those mitzvahs which you do, like let's say Tefillot or Korbonos, maybe have Tashlumin, we wouldn't consider the Tashlumin as an independent mitzvah. And yet with Korban Pesach, Pesach Sheni is counted by the Rambam is a separate mitzvah in Taryag. So somehow or other it's linked to Pesach Rishon. On the other hand, it seems to have some independent features of its own, otherwise it wouldn't be included in the Taryag. So that needs a little bit of elaboration. But there again, I think also when the Korban Pesach is mentioned at the end of in Boi, it ends off the parsha with the Geir, the Chiyogur Itcho Geir, also Pesach Hashem. Then you should know that Torah Achasi Olachem, one law should apply to the Geir and the Ezrach, and there should be no difference. The Geir also has to bring the Korban Pesach. Exactly the same we get at the end of Parshas Pesach Sheni, the Parshas of Baal Luscho. It also stresses there and says the one law for the Geir and for the Ezrach. What's so special about the Geir bringing a Korban Pesach? I mean, Geir brings all mitzvahs. It brings all korbanos. It brings all, it's chayv and all mitzvahs. Why dafka here do we say ko Geir ko Ezrach, that the Geir has to be like an Ezrach, and stress twice, once at the end of the Parsha and Pesach Rishon, and similarly it ends off the Parsha and Pesach Sheni with the same idea. So there are a number of features here which are quite interesting. The Rambam points out himself, if you like, a kasha on himself in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He says as follows. He says, "Nefishi tosi," that wherever you have a prat, a detail of a mitzvah, it's not usually counted as an independent mitzvah. And the Rambam says, but can Yeshla Maksha Shiiksha Olai? The Rambam is saying, you could have asked on me as to why I included as an independent mitzvah. The Yoma Eli, Lomo Ze Timne Pesach Sheni, Vze Sose Mashahik Damto Beshurish Hashvi. This contradicts all the Shiroshim of the Rambam, that you don't include as an independent mitzvah a mitzvah which is a prat rather than a something which is entirely new. You see, answers as follows: Yede Maksha Kusha Zos Shachachomin Kvachoku Pesach Sheni Im Yadinoi Kedin Pesach Rishoin Ohud Sivui Nema Baatzmoi. The Chachomin themselves have a dispute about this, whether Pesach Sheni is merely a Tashlumin or is an independent mitzvah. And the halacha is the Rambam already senses a difficulty here and says that, well, there's an argument among the Tanoim themselves as to whether Pesach Sheni is an is an independent mitzvah or whether it is merely a tashlumin of Pesach Rishon. And the halacha is established that it is in fact an independent mitzvah. You can be chayav koris for Pesach Sheni, and that's what the Rambam says. We still need perhaps a little bit more understanding. The Chinuch, when he describes the mitzvah of Pesach, says that the Pesach has some unique features in that it teaches us that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the major principles of Yadus and Emunah. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu has Hashgacha, that there is belief in Chiddush HaOlam, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael. All major yesodas in the idea of Korban Pesach, but still needs to be a little bit understood as to what is so special about this Pesach Sheni that should be it should be included as a mitzvah b'chnei atzmai, and also these other questions which you've raised already. Rashi quotes a Chazal, a Medrash, and v'hoyo lochem lemishmeres. Rashi tells us that the Korban Pesach required Bikur Arba Yomim, 4 days before. And then he quotes from Rav Masya ben Cheresh, and he says the reason why Klal Yisrael were given this mitzvah of the Korban Pesach, because they were, as it were, in Mitzrayim at Eirom Ve'erio, they were devoid of any mitzvahs. They needed some zechus, they needed some merit in order to, that they should be worthy of being brought out of Mitzrayim. If you show your shetufim ba'avodah zorah, omar lahem mishku kulochem, mishku yedeichem me'avodah zorah, kulochem son shel mitzvah. They had to have this mitzvah because lo hayah b'yodam mitzvah nisasek b'hem k'dei sheyegalu. They had no other mitzvahs, and that's why they were given this particular mitzvah to raise themselves. They should have this course of being worthy of becoming out of Mitzrayim. There is another very strange Rashi, and perhaps the begin to get a clue as to what's going on here. At the end of the parsha in Parshas Bo, it says Torah achas yeh lo ezrach lager hagor besochechem. It says v'chiyogur itcho ger v'osom pesach l'Hashem himoy lo chazocha oz yikrav la'asos v'hoyo ke ezrach ha'oretz v'chol orei le'yogur. So that you have a tzivui here that the ger is commanded to bring a korban pesach. So Rashi brings a very strange medrash as a chazal, but also Pesach. So Rashi says, Yochel kol ha-misgaya yase Pesach miyad. You may think that someone who becomes a geir should make the Pesach immediately. When it's immediately, it becomes a geir in the middle of the summer, right? You should bring a korban Pesach in the middle of the summer. Talmud lama v'hoyo ke ezrach ha-oretz, ma ezrach ba'arba oso, af geir ba'arba oso. What is Rashi talking about? Well, how can there be a Havamina? You should bring a Korban Pesach in the middle of winter, middle of the summer. Pesach is got to be brought at the time of Pesach. Why should a Geir be any different? Yochel at a Geir, you might think a Geir should bring a Korban Pesach when he's Megayah. Talmud Lama therefore says no, Ko Geir Ko Ezrach, he has the same rules as an Ezrach. What's the point of bringing a Korban Pesach at Sukkot's time or Shavuot's time? I mean, it doesn't make any sense, the Rashi. The Meshech Chochmo picks up on this point and he says as follows. So it's, first of all, it makes a couple of very, very striking points. First of all, the question arises, how could they, these Tameyim Lenefesh, they came along and they say, Lomo Nigora, why should we be deprived of bringing a Korban Pesach? What did they think that they could bring? If it's impossible to bring a Korban Pesach, Mahecha Tasi, that they should be able to bring a Korban Pesach whilst they're Tameyim. Now then they said, Lomo Nigora Levilti Hakri, why should we be any worse off? So Meshech Chochol brings a brisa to Tana de Rabbi Shmuel. He says, in truth, he says, there was no reason for them to be makriv a Korban Pesach, because the din of Korban Pesach only applied after Yerusha of Yeshiva, because it says the Korban Pesach, in truth, the din of Korban Pesach really would only apply when they came to Eretz Yisrael. But here we have a once off, because they're only makriv two Korbanos Pesach, first of all in the second year when they came out of Mitzrayim, as points out, they didn't have a tzivur on Korban Pesach at all. That's why they were not makriv it all the time that they were in the midbar. Begin to understand now a question which is asked by the Marganista Tavor. Very interesting question. He says, they weren't, when they were given the Korban Pesach, he asks as follows: the Pesach Sheni was only given in not on Sinai. Apparently, it was given. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Imdu ve'eshmio, stand and let me hear what you've got to say, and I'll go back and refer to Kodesh Baruch Hu." Was it given on Sinai? Was it not given on Sinai? We have two approaches in the Rishonim, some and Chazal. Some want to say that it was given on Sinai, but it was deliberately held back by Moshe Rabbeinu, as Rashi points out, because they want to be Megalgal Schus Al Yedei Zakai, to give the opportunity of these people, these Tzadikim, who were Tameyim Lenefesh, who were Oseg B'mitzvah, and nonetheless they were unable to offer the Korban Pesach, so to be Megalgal Schus Al Yedei Zakai, but in fact it was given on Sinai. But the other shita is that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't seem to know about it. It wasn't given on Sinai. Ask the Maganisa Tavo, if that's the case, how can the Rambam include it in Tariag Mitzvahs? If it wasn't given on Sinai, then how can it be in the Tariag Mitzvahs? And he gives an interesting teretz, which I think is similar to what the Meshech Chochmah is trying to say. The Meshech Chochmah is saying here that there was no tzivui, and really the mitzvah called the Pesach really only applied when they came into Eretz Yisrael. But as a once off, they were commanded in the second year after the Chet HaEgel to bring a Korban Pesach. Why was, and the next Korban Pesach was already in Gilgal at the time of Yehoshua. And this was purely Al Pi HaDibur. It was a Harua Shor, if you like. So why were they commanded with this Harua Shor to bring a Korban Pesach? Says the Meshech Chochmah, Hatam Shen Itztavu Nira. Was we find the whole mokum shehuptalu me avodah zara la avodah Hashem Yisborach the shmua meyuchad hayadei Pesach. Pesach symbolizes the zechus of Klal Yisrael to separate themselves from avodah zara. Mishku akulachem son. Therefore, in truth, the real Korban Pesach would have only been when it came to Eretz Yisrael. But after the Chet HaEgel, as a once-off, as a roach shor, because they had been involved in avodah zara, they needed a Korban Pesach to drag them away from Avodah Zorah. That was why they had this one-off mitzvah of being makriv the Korban Pesach after the Chet HaEgel. Similarly, when they come into 40 years later, when they come into Eretz Yisrael, even before Yerusha and Yeshiva, because they're now faced with the land of Canaan, which is Mole Avodah Zorah, that they required another Korban Pesach. Similarly, we read, if you remember the Haftaras which we read on Pesach, we pick all the Haftaras of the great Korban Pesach which were offered throughout the historically throughout the Tanakh. We have the case of Chizkiyahu HaMelech offered a Korban Pesach. What was special about the Korban Pesach of Chizkiyahu HaMelech? Because it came after a period at Tekufah when they'd been worshipping Avodah Zorah. And then later you have Yoshiyahu, It says Lo hoyakomo lo b'me'ah shovtim v'lo b'me'ah vi, and they never offered up such a korban pesach. What do you mean they never offered up such a korban pesach? They'd offered up a korban pesach already in Chizkiah's days. Surely they must have offered up a korban pesach throughout the times of the Nevi'im and the shovtim. And it says Lo hoyakomo pesach way back into the days of Yeshua. So explains the Meshech Chochmo. No, the korban pesach of Yeshua was unique in so far that in the time of Chizkiyo HaMelech, it was only the tribes of Yehuda and Binyamin who offered up the Korban Pesach and were withdrawn from Avodah Zorah. The time of Yoshiyahu was the Ases, the Yud Beis Shvatim, they withdrew from Avodah Zorah. So therefore it was unique in that aspect that they completely withdrew from Avodah Zorah, and that was the unique feature of this Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was always associated with the fact of withdrawal from Avodah Zorah, and that was the idea of Pesach Rishon, and we'll see in a moment also the why the Pesach Sheni was so choshu. With that, he answers the question which we asked on Rashi. How could Rashi possibly say that Geir, when he brings his Korban Pesach, he can bring it to have a minute. A Geir can bring his Korban Pesach shalob bizmano in the middle of the summer, and it should be able to bring such a korban pesach. The Torah has to tell you Ezra Kogel. So he comes here with a remarkable chiddush of the Meshech Chochmah, which perhaps only the Meshech Chochmah could say. The Yitzchokin says the Meshech Chochmah, the after geir sorech lahavi korban, the dafke below us of pesach. When a geir is megaya, when he is megaya means he is withdrawing from avodah zorah. He's making that bold step to come under the into the fold and accepting Yadus. So therefore, and they bring the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach has all the features of a Korban which a Geir is required to bring, because that is the purpose of a Geir coming to be Megaya and coming under the banner of Yadus. Says the Meshech Chochmah that if a Geir were to bring his Korban Pesach, the Gemara says in Krisus, the Geir when he's Megaya, requires Bris Milo, requires Tevilo, but in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, he's also required to bring a Korban. And the Pashtus, he's a Mechusa Kippurim, and he can't come into the Korchim without bringing his Korban. Says the Meshech Chochmah that the Geir who brings a Korban Pesach doesn't have to bring any other Korban. A Geir who brings his Korban Pesach, that is a substitute for the korban of a geir. It has the same effect as the korban of a geir, and therefore, because the korban of a geir has the korban pesach has all the features of shaking off the yoke of avodah zorah and coming into the fold. Therefore, a geir who brings a korban pesach should be exempt from bringing any other korbanos. And he says there is no makor in Shas, which is a remarkable thing to say. There is no makor to say that the geir is forbidden to bring to eat kodshim actually yovi kaporosa. Normally we would have said that a geir is, since he has to bring a korban, he's a mechusa kippurim, like a zov, a nido, zov, all the cases which are listed there. If mechusa kippurim, well, if you mechusa kippurim, then you can't eat kodshim. Says the Meshech Chochmah, there is no makor for that. There is no makor. The mechusa kippurim of a geir is completely different from the mechusa kippurim of any other mechusa kippurim. And his korban, he's got a chiyah to bring a korban, but his korban doesn't have to be the korban of a geir. It could bring a korban pesach. Yes, it has to be bizman, and that's the chiddush of the pasuk ka Ezra to geir to bring his korban. The Maganisa Tavo with this. So same sort of, similar sort of idea, wants to answer the Rambam how we can include Korban Pesach in Pesach Sheni as a separate mitzvah, even though it wasn't given on Sinai. So Maganisa Tav wants to say the Pesach Sheni that wasn't given on Sinai, that was the Horoah Shor Pesach Sheni, but the Pesach Sheni which was Ledurus that Leacha Yerusho V'Yeshivo, that of course was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. That was given on Sinai. What Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know was this special feature of this peculiar Korban Pesach, which is a one-off Korban Pesach, because they were only Metzuvah as a Roah Shor because of the Chet HaEgel. In reality, the Korban Pesach didn't apply in the Midbar at all. So perhaps a new interpretation of Bignus and Shul Yisrael HaKosu B'Davi. I'm not quite sure I'm going to be happy to answer that. But the Meshech Chochmo, the Tzivri of Korban Pesach only came when they Liacha Yerusha V'Yeshiva. The fact that they kept two Korban Pesach before Yerusha V'Yeshiva, that is the Pesach after the Chet HaEgel in the second year of coming out of Mitzrayim, and the Pesach of Yehoshua, that was purely a Haroah Shor. In the Haroah Shor aspect of Korban Pesach, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the din of Pesach Sheni, but in the din of the Doros, that was given already on Tinat, the Maganisa Tavo says, which fits in with the idea of the Meshech Chochmo. Perhaps now we can understand the why it was perhaps that Moshe Rabbeinu, depending on which pshat you learn, either waited before giving them the din of Pesach Sheni. It needed a initiative on behalf of these Anoshim Shehoyu Tamei and the Nefesh. They realized that if they were going to be deprived from bringing this unique Korban Pesach, which after all was not just an ordinary mitzvah, it was a mitzvah which Mishchu Yedecha Me'avodah Zorah was an affirmation of Yadus, and Lomo Nigora, why should we lose out on such a mitzvah? How can we possibly lose out on such a mitzvah? I remember once Rabbi Gedalia Rabinowitz once saying, you know, people sometimes have an excuse for not learning. They're earnest, they can't learn. He said, yes, you got a very good excuse and for not learning. He says, an earnest rachamon apatra, you've got a patur, but it doesn't make you into a Talmud Chacham, the fact you haven't learned. Similarly, the Lomo Nigora, I think, is that the pshat of these people who were Tamil Mes Mitzvah. They lost out on the Mitzvah. But what are we going to do? They had a good excuse, a legitimate excuse. They were doing a Mitzvah. But Lomo Nigora, but we're missing out on this unique opportunity to affirm our Yadus because the Korban Pesach is such a unique Mitzvah. And that's why it had to wait until they came of their own accord and of their own initiative to come and ask for such a mitzvah. Lomo Nigora, what are we going to replace it with? And that's why you can see this sort of the parallel with the Geir, who is the emphasis here on the Pesach on Korban Pesach, both in Pesach Rishon and in Pesach Sheni, of the Geir who is becoming to be Megaya, and they felt that Lomo Nigora, they're going to lose out on all this particular aspect of Korban Pesach. Perhaps just to finish off, to link this with Parshas Emor, the beautiful idea of Rabbi Shimshon Forhersh, who asked, what is the linkage between the end of the Seder of Parshas Emor to the beginning of Parshas Behar? The end of the Parshas Emor, you've got the Parsha of Mekalel, and then you go into Parshas Behar. Shifu Hirsch says as follows: the Mekalel was another case, one of the cases where Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know how to proceed. They put him in the Mishmar until it was explained al pi Hashem. This could lead Chas v'Sholom to a pagam in our Emunah in the Masorah. After all, if Moshe Rabbeinu has forgotten halacha or didn't know a certain halacha, then how could maybe he's forgotten other halachas? It's a pagam in the Masorah. So therefore, we put the Parsha Mekalel next to Parshas Behar. How does the Parshas Behar begin? Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Behar Sinai Lemer, to tell you, just as the klolim and the general rules are given on Sinai, Mashmito Nemru B'Sinai, Akklolos V'Hoseo, Protoseo Nemru B'Sinai, every single detail was given on Sinai to reaffirm our belief that Moshe Rabbeinu was given the whole of the Tariag Mitzvahs on Sinai. And therefore, when you come to a parasha of Pesach Sheni, where apparently Moshe Rabbeinu says, Indu V'Yeshmi, or it's concealed from Moshe Rabbeinu, some sort of something which is missing from the Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu, we have to try and give interpretations as to why it was concealed from Moshe Rabbeinu. Either you go with the derech that it was Megalgal Zchus Al Yedei Zakai, that Moshe Rabbeinu knew it all the time, but deliberately withheld it, as Rashi says, because he wanted to be Megalgal Zchus Ali Vezaka, these great tzaddikim, that they should have that Zchus of Loma Negora, or with perhaps the approach of the Meshech Chochum, Magen Yisrael Tava, that it was a Haroah Shor, the Pesach Sheni, which was given in the Midbar, had aspects of Haroah Shor, that the Pesach Sheni, which was Ladurus, that was given on Sinai, because that was the Pesach Sheni of Leacha Yerushov Yishiv. So there are different approaches to understand. Otherwise, Chas V'Sholem, we may have some ideas that Moshe Rabbeinu was part of the Tariag Mitzvah, was somehow or other concealed from Moshe Rabbeinu, and we don't. And one of the ikrim of the Varamuna is an imamin be'emuna shleimo shekula tera mitzvi ata be'odenu hi anasuna le Moshe Rabbeinu olav Hashalom. So the schus of being mekayim Tariag Mitzvah. Maybe we search it to the Biaska and Tzedek, we'll be able to bring a Pesach Rishon and a possibly a Pesach Sheni b'mheir v'yameinu. Amen.